Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masech Des Hashashana, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, essentially we discussed that there were two tekufais, two time periods, when it came to blowing Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that fell on Shabbos. When the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas HaGazis, in the Beis HaMikdash, where their main base was, in the Ezer Shem Yisburach, where their main base will be, then they blew only in the Mikdash, and not b'medina. We had a machloikis, what b'medina means, whether it means the rest of Yerushalayim or the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but Kiya Shofar, according to all opinions, was limited just to Mikdash. Then there was another period called Kufas Yavna. That's when the Sanhedrin Gedolah was in Yavna, and Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh made his takana that any bezdin of Chav Gimel can blow. We had different shitas as to how to apply that, what exactly that means, but more or less that was the shita. There was a time period between when the Sanhedrin Agadla was in the Lishkas HaGazis and when they were in Yavna. And that time period was called Tkufas Yerushalayim. They were sent away from the Lishkas HaGazis in the Beis HaMikdash, but they weren't in Yavna yet. The Gemara tells us at one point they left the Lishkas HaGazis and they went to what's called a galus, but it was called the galus of Chanus. They were like these store-like structures that were made on the Harabayas. And at that point, Bezin did not want to be down Dini Nefashis. Dini Nefashis means capital punishment, for whatever the reason was. So therefore, they moved out of the Lishkas HaGazis. If they're not in the Lishkas HaGazis, there's no Dini Nefashis. Now, from Chanus, they moved to Yerushalayim, different areas in Yerushalayim, and from Yerushalayim to Yavna, from Yavna to Usha. The Gemara tells us different takanis, Usha, different takanis that were made when they were there. From Usha, they came back to Yavna. From Yavna, back to Usha. From Usha, they went to Shefarim. From Shefarim to Beis Sha'arim. From Beis Sha'arim to Tzipari. From Tzipari to Tveria. Tveria was the last official place for the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So in this time period, where they had left the Lishkas HaGazis, but they're not in Yavna yet, so the takana of Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was not put into place. Did they blow on Shabbos? So the Mishnah tells us an interesting thing. Once again, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Now the Gemara tells us that there are some words missing over here at the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah really begins as follows. Yerushalayim, meaning during the time that Bezin was in Yerushalayim, ha'siyaseira al Yavna. There were extra kulais, so to speak, over here, when it comes to blowing Shofar on Shabbos, more so than when the Sanhedrin was in Yavna. Shebi Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, Hayataykin, they were able to blow Shofar b'chalir throughout the entire city. Bein bifnei bezin, whether it was in front of bezin, or bein shaloi bifnei bezin, whether not in front of bezin. On the other hand, ubi yavna, loy hayataykin ele bifnei bezin bulvad. They could only blow before bezin. So again, when the Sanhedrin was in Yerushalayim, the entire Yerushalayim had a din kimigdash. And they blew throughout the entire city. It didn't have to be in front of the Bezdin. So that was a tremendous mile that Yerushalayim had over Yavna. And Yavna was only in front of the Bezdin. Now, on top of that, so the Mishnah Vayter, the Oidzais, here we begin with the text of our Mishnah. In addition to this mile that they had when the Sanhedrin was in Yerushalayim, that you were able to blow throughout Yerushalayim, the Oidzais says Yerushalayim Yisrael Yavna, there was another thing, that in the Tkufas Yerushalayim it was more so than the Tkufa of Yavna. And that is, that even the cities that were near Yerushalayim would also blow. So again, the Oidzai says Yerushalayim Yisrael Yavna, another Maila that Yerushalayim had over Yavna, besides the fact that Yerushalayim didn't have to be Bifnei Bezdin, another Kula it had was Shebecholir, any city, Shiroya, that could see Yerushalayim. In other words, it's not in a valley, but you could see from the city Yerushalayim. Vishemas, and the people of the city could hear the Kol Shofar, that's blown in Yerushalayim. If you were up on a high mountain, maybe they could see Yerushalayim, but they won't be able to hear it. They're too far away. Ukraiv, it also has to be within the Tchum of Yerushalayim. It has to be near Yerushalayim and the Yechai Lelavi. The people should be able to come to Yerushalayim from this city. There's no river in between. So if a city meets these four conditions, they could see Yerushalayim, they could hear the Kol in Yerushalayim. They're within the Tchum, and there's no river that stops them from coming. Taiken, they can blow on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, because they are considered as if they are one city with Yerushalayim. And remember, in Yerushalayim they can blow even Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. But there was no such din by Yavna. Ubi Yavna, during the time that the Sanhedrin was in Yavna, when the Sanhedrin left Yerushalayim and they went to Yavna, Lo Haya Taiken, they could not blow throughout the city. Ela BeBezdin Bulvad, only in Bezdin, like the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And for sure, they couldn't blow outside of the city of Yavna. Okay, so the bottom line is, there were three time periods, three tekufas. When the Sanhedrin Gedolah was in the Mikdash, they can blow dafka b'Mikdash. When the Sanhedrin Gedolah left the Mikdash, but they were still in Yerushalayim, they can blow throughout the city of Yerushalayim, afilo shaloi b'fnei bezen, cities that meet these four conditions, they could see, they're not in a valley, you can be nearby Yerushalayim, but if you're in a valley, you can't see it. They could see Yerushalayim. They can hear. They're close enough to hear the kail. If you're on a mountain far away, you can see it, but you can't hear. They're within the tron, and there's no river. There's nothing that stops them from coming. They could blow shofar together with the rest of Yerushalayim. That was the second kufa, when Sanhedrin was in Yerushalayim, he had these two big kulais. It didn't have to be b'fnei bezdin, and it could even be cities outside of Yerushalayim, provided they meet those conditions. There was a third period, that's when Bezdin was in Yavna. In Yavna, they could only blow in front of Bezdin. Now, incidentally, it didn't have to be the Sanhedrin. It could be any place in Yavna that there was a Bezdin, but it had to be in front of the Bezdin. Okay, that's how many Rishayim learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Basically, that's how you have to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. If we learn like Rashi, the Migdash means just the base of Migdash, and not Yerushalayim. So when did they blow in Yerushalayim? It must have been after the Sanhedrin had to leave the Migdash. If you learn the way the Rambam does, that originally when we said Bamigdash, that means all of Yerushalayim, so you don't have to say that there were three tekufas. If we learn the way the Rambam does, that Migdash means all of Yerushalayim, and Medina means the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So let's learn over the entire Mishnah according to the Rambam. It's actually simpler. The Mishnah begins, these are the words that we don't have, that Yerushalayim is more than Yavna, in the sense that in Yerushalayim you can blow throughout the entire city, whether it's in front of Bezin, whether it's not in front of Bezin. This wasn't during a special tkufa after Bezin went into Galus. This was always. Because according to the Rambam, you were always allowed to blow throughout Yerushalayim. When we said only in the Migdash, that means, according to the Rambam, throughout all of Yerushalayim. In addition to the fact you were able to blow throughout the city in front of Bezin and not in front of Bezin, the Mishnah continues, the Eid Zeis. I see Yerushalayim, Yisrael, Yavne. And another thing you had, when the Sanhedrin was home in the Lishkas HaGazis, including, if you want to say there was a time period afterwards, well, we don't even have to go there. We could just say the Sanhedrin is home in the Lishkas HaGazis. And according to the Rambam, that means you can blow throughout all of Yerushalayim. And you should know there's another kula besides the fact that it doesn't have to be in front of Bezdin. She kol ir shi roye v'shemas v'kroyve v'yichay l'lovay. Any city that meets these four conditions, they can see Yerushalayim, they can hear. They're nearby. They're in the Tchum. And there's no river that stops them from coming. Taken, they can also blow. Whereas ubi Yavna, when the Sanhedrin moved to Yavna, lo haya taken ela b'Bezdin l'vad. You could only blow in Bezdin. And for sure, not outside of Yavna.